Bonjour, hi, welcome or welcome back to Another Coffee Talk. For those of you who are not familiar with Another Coffee Talk, it's a series and a podcast I have where every Friday I sit down with a cup of coffee. I sip on it while I talk about different topics that have been on my mind for the past week, and this week is no exception. Fall is undeniably here. We can't deny it anymore. So I'm trying to embrace the fall time with my outfits, with my hair, and with my mood. I talk about cuffing season. It's real. It's happening. We can't escape it. But luckily this year, I'm kind of escaping it. And actually, this is a little bit the topic of today's coffee talk. Today, we are talking about protecting your peace. I recently made an Instagram reel about this, about protecting your peace and about, you know, like just caring for yourself and protecting yourself from other people and protecting your heart and just protecting your peace. And I've been talking about this with a few people around me and I keep hearing this, good for you for protecting your peace, or I understand that you want to protect your peace. And it's like, what does it actually mean? What does protecting your peace mean? I feel like we've all started saying that without really having one definition of what protecting your peace is or should be. And so it had me questioning, what does protecting my peace look like? What does it feel like? What are the downsides of protecting my peace? Because again, recently I was having a conversation with somebody about specifically that, about protecting your peace and learning to be happy alone and learning to be well alone and happy with yourself and having hobbies and family and friends and just being good. And eventually it led us to talking about how, yes, it is overall a good thing to be protecting your peace, but it can also be negative in some ways. Because personally, I feel like I've mentioned that a lot of times, but I am an all or nothing kind of person. So it's either I'm fully on in it with protecting my peace and I don't want to be bothered by anyone or anything and I'm just doing me and I don't make the effort to go out and to meet new people because I don't want to be broken or I don't want to be disappointed or I don't want to be hurt. And to me, that is protecting my peace. It's either that or I'm all in with meeting new people, getting vulnerable and just being a hopeless romantic and hoping that I'm going to find my future boyfriend. So there's no in between for me. And this is what's been hard because I want so badly to, yes, protect my peace, but at what cost? I don't want to be alone, but at the same time, I'm afraid to open myself up because I don't want to disturb this beast and I want to protect it. So where does that leave me? I'm asking you this question right now. And during that exact same conversation, we exchanged about like plans and long-term goals and everything and how sometimes, at least for me, because to me, okay, here's what happens. The way that I usually tend to protect my peace is by focusing on myself, focusing on my goals, focusing on my career, and just being hyper-focused in the things that I know I do well. Because that way I know I will be able to succeed and I know that I'm good at what I do. So it gives me the sense of control. It gives me the sense of gratitude and of accomplishment, truly. And as mentioned in a previous coffee talk, where I lack a lot of control and where I lack a lot of discipline is in regards to relationships. And I've always felt like I've actually never been in control of that. And so to me, opening myself up to that means that I'm letting go of this control, means that I'm not protecting my peace anymore because I'm not in control. So it all comes down to having control, pretty much. And so you guessed it. To me, protecting my peace means staying in control at whatever cost. So, and it puts me in this situation where I really, as I said, I'm a hopeless romantic. And so my long-term goal for me, the life that I envision for myself is not to be lonely. I want to share my life with somebody. I want to share a home with somebody. And I want this life to be filled with love, not only platonic, but romantic love. That's the big picture that I envision for myself for the rest of my life. And where there's a challenge for me is that in order to get there, I have to kind of let go of that piece, and I have to open myself up, and I have to make myself vulnerable, and I have to just commit to not being in control and commit to maybe not being at peace for a little while and being disappointed and being sad and being heartbroken, because it is part of it. And I'm really hopeful that eventually I will get to meet somebody. But to me, this seems so out of reach right now because of all the experiences that I've had in the past. And they just, honestly, they just keep on reoccurring. They just keep on piling up. And in a way, it's making me lose hope, and it's making my shell a little bit harder to break. And it's just reinforcing the fact that where I'm the most at peace is actually by myself, with my friends, with my family, unbothered by men. And so it's kind of like a vicious cycle where I want to break out of it and I want to open myself up, but when it's time to do it, I kind of don't fully commit, and I go with like a step back because I don't want to be not in control. And I don't know if you remember a few episodes back, it was actually in the cuffing season episodes, where I talked about the person that I was seeing at that time and how I was not getting any answer, and I was kind of pulling, well, they were pulling back, which made me pull back. And this is when I feel like, and I say this frequently, but something shifted in me, because that time I kind of fully accepted it, and I was just like, well, okay, I'm not gonna get any answer, and that's okay, and I can just move on. And then eventually I had a conversation with that person, because they came back and they were like, hey, sorry about that. And I was actually very proud of myself, because there was a temptation there to get back on track and kind of forgive, I guess, the lack of communication and the lack of commitment, even though, you know, it was not serious, but to commit to be able, or just to, out of respect, respond to somebody, like give them something to work with, or at least some sort of, I don't know, explanation, whatever. That's not the point. The point is, I felt good enough and confident enough to deny that and to not pursue that quote-unquote potential relationship, even though it was not headed in a serious direction. There was still like some sort of potential there. I politely told that person no thanks, and that's exactly what they said to me. They said, I respect you for wanting to protect your peace. And I was like, you know what, yes, good for me for protecting my peace, but at the same time I kind of felt guilty. I kind of felt bad, because I thought to myself, why would one cancel out the other? Why does me denying some sort of relationship equals me protecting my peace? Why can't I do both at the same time? And it comes back to something I've said in, again, another coffee talk, a previous one, where I feel like I'm always in this loop. There's always this one part of my life that I can't figure out completely. I can't make it work my way, and it pisses me off. And that's one of the reasons why I want to protect my peace, because as I said, it's all a matter of control, because I feel like that way I have control over everything in my life. And so I leave the relationship part out, because that's the one part that I can't fully figure out and that I can't fully have control over, and so it disturbs my peace. So it all comes back to that. So it is a vicious cycle. And I think that what bothers me the most is that it doesn't have to be that complicated. One should not cancel out the other. Being at peace and protecting your peace should not mean that you shouldn't be dating. But to me, this is the reality of it. Sadly, but truly, it is the reality of it. If I want to protect my peace, that means I cannot be dating. Which sucks, because I love dating. I've said it before, but I do consider myself a serial dater. As crazy as this sounds, I kind of have no choice, because if I want to meet somebody, I have to date, and then I end up being disappointed, so I have to. Anyway, the point is, I love dating, and having to leave that part out so that I could protect my peace is heartbreaking, but it is what it is. And I feel like it's the reality for a lot of people because dating comes with its lot of complications and complexities, but it shouldn't be, but we make it that way, you know? And it's heartbreaking. It truly is. Because I keep having conversations with many people around me about dating, about our generation and how fucked up we are in the head and in the heart. And how we all seek the same thing. We're all looking, whether we like it or not, for the same thing. And whether it's conscious or not. But we're not willing to do the work to get there. We're not willing to commit. We're not willing to open up because we're afraid of losing control. We're afraid of being heartbroken. We're afraid of disappointment. We're afraid of just emotions. We're numbed out. We don't want to feel them anymore. But this is what makes us human. This is what makes us live life and feel things. But we just don't want to. And I'm truly under the impression that we would rather all be entertained than being part of something, if that makes sense. So, it's kind of fucked up, honestly. And again, I say all this, but I'm part of it. I'm part of the issue. I'm just contributing to my own disaster. I'm self-sabotaging a lot of times. But yeah, I make it sound like protecting your peace is not that good. It is good, but it's just, you have to find a balance. And you have to find the right way to do it. And I have yet to figure this out. Clearly. So, anywho, I'm getting lost in the sauce here. My coffee is almost done, so this is definitely my cue to wrap it up here. Thank you for watching or listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. I truly, truly, truly mean it. Hopefully, I have made a little difference in your day today. If you would like to make a difference in mine, you know what to do. And I'm going to wish you in bonne journée.